See, sometimes you frustrate me so much, darling. So much. And I have to think about what it is that I'm going to do to you. How is it that I'm going to teach you that I will run out of patience when you don't want to listen? You know what I think I would do? Sit you in a chair across from me. And I would tell you to show me how you touch yourself. And I would watch. That's it. And when you're so close, because I know those little whimpers of yours, those soft, broken little bones, so well, because I've been the one to force them out of that pretty little mouth of yours before. I know exactly the moment before you get there. I would stop you. And you would pout and beg and plead and, oh, but please. And I would just force you to sit there. Maybe I'd wrap your hands around the armchair. Rest. Yeah. Make sure you don't get any ideas about touching yourself. And then I would sit across from you. And I would show you how I play with myself. How I can sound with broken little whimpers and soft little moans coming out of my mouth. How I look with my head back arched. Oh, how good it feels. And when I'm close and you think I'll stop and let you come closer, I won't. I'll finish. And on the tip of my tongue will be your sweet little delicious name. And I'll do it again and again and again. And you can only You can only see me, hear me. I wonder how badly you would tug at your wrists, all tied up. How frustrated you would feel. How close, how much that pretty mouth of yours would beg. I wonder. Now see, if you keep up with those bratish little ways of yours, you're gonna be the one wondering if you want my mouth, my hands, or me first. and how long you can go with me doing that to you. Are we clear, darling?